From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Most Georgia corn growers are pleased with better-than-average corn yields. In fact, last week's NASS crop report suggests corn growers in Georgia will harvest a record yield of 181 bushels per acre. As reported by GeorgiaCornGrowersBlog.com, the quality is good and test weights are higher than usual, with many growers reporting 10 to 20% better yields. The data also indicates a record national yield, but doesn't account for last week's storm that leveled a portion of the Midwest crop. Despite challenges with China, National Cattlemen Beef Association's Director of International Trade, Kent Backus, believes it's still the most intriguing market for U.S. beef producers, saying we finally have access to one-fifth of the world's population, something we didn't have for a long time. China is the largest beef importing market in the world, and Backus says the Phase 1 trade agreement allows the U.S. to sell more beef to China. U.S. growers, trade groups, Florida officials, and members of Congress testified virtually in front of federal agencies that imports, mostly from Mexico, are increasingly making it harder for U.S. farms to survive. According to thepacker.com, last Thursday's live stream event was scheduled by Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer after growers in Florida, Georgia, and other states requested seasonal trade protections in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Those requests were not successful, but Lighthizer promised to follow up. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.